Okay, so in this episode of the Leadersmith podcast, we are going to talk about the 20 habits of eventual millionaires. Stay tuned.
In a world of incompetent bosses, micromanagers, and petty tyrants, one management professor claims that he can help you become the kind of leader that you would want to follow. You are listening to the Leadersmith. Now, here is your host, Darren Gurdis.
Okay, so I first stumbled over this article as it was a GQ article. Just the title grabbed me. I was searching for something else, and it was the laziest article I've ever seen. It was from James Altucher, wrote a blog, and this author slapped on a paragraph or two about James Altucher, and then essentially copied and pasted everything that he wrote in his blog. James Altucher, if you don't know, is a hedge fund manager. He started 20 companies, 17 of them went bankrupt in the process. He became filthy rich just trying new things. And so that's part of what he's going to tell you in his advice. So he's going to give you the 20 habits of eventual millionaires. So here we go. Number one, say no. When you say no, you have more time to read, learn, sleep, ask questions, contact friends, love life. Say no more. Number two, love. He says this, quote, "This is the only religion. This is the only thing we're surrendering to. This is the fuel for your idea muscle, love." Okay, now I disagree with that, but I also disagree with that coming from a religion that says, the greatest commandments are one, love God, and two, love your neighbor as yourself. And so I'm not too far off. I just don't think it's a religion. I think love is very important, but it's not the only religion. Number three, make mistakes. Quote, "Mistakes are the spell books of success. Study them hard. Learn their incantations. When muscles tear, they rebuild stronger." Well, that's good. Making mistakes is important to success. You have to make mistakes in order to know what doesn't work in order to grow. Number four, and I love this one, plant seeds. He says this, basic garden math. 1% of the seeds turn into 50% of the flowers. Plant lots of seeds. Absolutely. And part of Altucher's success is that he's been trying new things. Try this, try that, try the other thing. And we're going to come back to that with the quotation for contemplation for today. Number five, be around people who are kind to you and love you. And the quote is this, "Other people will make you unhappy, unkind, and unsuccessful," unquote. And I don't want to be around those other people anyway. They're not fun to be around. And so I get that. Number six, stand next to the smartest person in the room. He said this, quote, "Harold Ramis did it," in parentheses, Bill Murray. "Steve Jobs did it," in parentheses, Steve Wozniak. "Craig Silverstein did it," in parentheses, Larry Page. "Kanye West did it," in parentheses, Jay-Z. "I make my money only when I do this." So stand next to the smartest person in the room. Number seven, no excuses. Blaming is draining. Complaining is draining. Explaining is draining. We don't have enough inner plumbing for all that draining. So stop making excuses. I've never seen a great leader or great manager or great businessman succeed by just being better at making excuses than everybody else. It just doesn't work. Okay, number eight, don't be in a rush. Every overnight success that I've spoken to took 10 to 20 years to get there, but only if they celebrated small successes along the way. And I know it's easy to be impatient and want to get there now, but don't be in a rush. Just take your time. Enjoy life along the way. Number nine, solve difficult gratitude problems. The quote is this, quote, "If you can find a diamond in the mud, you are going to end up with a lot of diamonds in life." Huh, that's pretty good. I mean, yeah, that's right. Okay, number 10. He says this, quote, "Make a list of 25 things to do in life. Now do the top five and never think about the other 20 ever, or else it will take time away from the five that are most important to you." Okay, so what Buffett was saying was, you know, here are all the things that are important. Just focus on these core things, do those, and then create a new list, and focus on the most important things, and then create a new list, and then focus on the new things, and keep working through that. That way you don't spread yourself too thin. Number 11, write down 10 ideas a day. Quote, "This actually turns into a superpower. Do this for 6 months and see what happens." And again, this is classic Ulcher. This is the way that Ulcher thinks. Number 12, follow up. He says this, I'm shy and bad at this and lazy. Send an email the next day with an idea on the next step. I have to do this. Following up is important. It's going to get you where you're trying to go to, because if you just have ideas, nothing happens. Okay, number 13, ask questions. He says, there are more questions than answers. Opportunities are buried in the questions. Facts can be outsourced. That's brilliant. Number 14, 1% a day. Now, this has many fathers, this concept of 1% a day. In the business literature, it'll go back to Deming in Japan, and that's the total quality management concept. But here he says this, quote, whatever you want to get better at, do 1% more each day. 1% a day compounded is 3,800% in a year. You win. Number 15, right now. He says this, regret will waste time today worrying about yesterday, and anxiety will steal energy from the future. Focus on right now. Well, that's what you can control, right? You can't control the past, but you can control what you're doing right now. Number 16, sleep. It says sleep rejuvenates brain cells, heals the body, and reduces anxiety. And your brain is only active 2 to 5 hours a day. Sweet dreams. Number 17, every day avoid death. He says this, you can't get rich from a hospital bed or a grave. Move every day, sleep well, eat well. Not bad advice. Number 18, do one thing every day you loved as a kid. And he says this, quote, this is usually the fuel that can power your life. Now, there's a reason for that. If you have passion and you're excited about things, you'll get things done. That's the end of the list, and that was at number 18. But he said, wait, I thought there were 20. And he says this, quote, the secret to success equals give yourself permission to sometimes be wrong, unquote. And I think that's beautiful. Like he didn't even have the last two, and yeah, it's okay to be wrong. One other thing that I liked about Ulcher was he left all kinds of little typos in his blog posts. It's like he doesn't care. And it's consistent with everything that he's saying here that, you know, just keep going, come up with new ideas, do more things, try more things. But he's not looking backwards. And generally, I don't like typos, but given what he was telling us here, that's consistent with who he is and why he's successful. Notice the patterns here. Notice how he's saying, try lots of stuff. Focus, but try lots of stuff. He's saying, sleep well, eat well, avoid death, all those things. And this brings me to my quotation for contemplation, which also comes from James Ulcher, not from here, from a different source. But he says this, I have lots of ideas. How do I pick the right one? Execute on as many as possible. The right idea will pick you. Now, that's brilliant. It's kind of like what I talked about in the last episode where I was talking about the Harvard Business Review article. And I said, like, when students approach a paper, bad students will say, like, let's say I say, what are the three keys to success? And the bad students will say, well, work hard and do more and, you know, have better ideas. The good papers will go out into the research, and they'll research success, and then they'll let the keys emerge from the research. That's a whole different approach than just coming up with your own idea and then trying to prove your own idea. And that's what he's saying here. Let the market show you what it is that that's going to make you successful. Again, here's the quote. I have lots of ideas. How do I pick the best one or the right one? Execute on as many as possible. The right idea will pick you. And then have the smarts to follow the right idea once it does. Okay, that's all that I have today. I hope that you enjoyed hearing about the 20 habits of eventual millionaires. Thanks for listening.